15 years ago, the Gits were a Seattle band on the verge of signing with a major label. They were going to be big. And then lead singer Mia Zapata was raped and murdered. Now, a new documentary about the band is getting attention. Critic Sarah Bardeen reports on the film and its very unexpected ending.
In a documentary, the filmmaker's job is to make you fall in love with the subject. Kerry O'Kane's new film, The Gits, does its job, and then some. Working with sparse footage from the 1980s and 90s, O'Kane still manages to make us fall head over heels for the ragtag bunch of Antioch College-educated misfits, better known as The Gits. Primarily, we fall in love with Mia Zapata, a singer who sounds like a punk rock Janis Joplin, both in her soulful voice and her ardent personality, which mixed brashness, kindness, and vulnerability in equal parts. Zapata never became a bona fide star, but she had star quality, the ability to command attention without ever seeming to seek it.
When I woke up today, it was dizzy in my brain. It's not that I like to feel this way. The wagon's shaking and I feel it start to tilt.
What I know of my daughter, she was very quiet, very reserved, ultra, ultra shy, the last person in the world who would call attention to herself. And yet, put a microphone in her hand, march her up on a stage, and she was just magnetic.
Above all, we fall for the music. Compared to many of their contemporaries, the Gits were instrumentally brilliant, playing fast, tight, classic punk rock, which took a radical left turn when Zapata added her voice to the mix. In 1993, the group was on the verge of signing with Atlantic Records. They'd just come off a successful European tour, and many were touting the group as Seattle's next big thing. One night, in July of 1993, while walking home from a Seattle bar, Zapata was raped and murdered. She was 27 years old.
Zapata's body was found early Wednesday morning on a remote street in the Central District. Zapata had been strangled. Police are investigating, but so far they have no suspects or motives.
The documentary would have ended on this note, but as O'Kane was finishing the film in 2003, events took a dramatic turn. Police found a convicted felon whose DNA matched the murderer's DNA that was found on Zapata's body. In the courtroom scenes, there was little rejoicing over the conviction. Zapata's family and friends weren't seeking vengeance. In the end, they simply wanted justice.
There are these things that I want the most, but they usually one step furthest from my reach. Oh, but they are.
The Gits takes us on an emotional roller coaster ride. For the band members, their time with Zapata was the most heady and creative time of their lives. Their friends and colleagues, 7-Year Bitch, even named an album after the singer. They called it Viva Zapata. And 15 years after her death, thanks in no small part to this documentary, it seems that the legacy of Mia Zapata and the Gits will indeed live on.
Sarah Bardeen is a music critic living in San Francisco.
Me to keep these dreams. The song gets in my mind. Cause when it cracks, it just gets deeper, baby. Yeah. And I'm one of those to touch you. You're the furthest from me, yeah. How long it's gonna take. But I'm gonna get me.
And there's more to come on Day to Day.